text, as I mentioned earlier, is from our second reading, and St. Paul talks about himself, and he says, God set me apart from my mother's womb, and he called me by his grace, and he was pleased to reveal his son to me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have set us apart to serve you. We thank you for Alex today, and that you have set him apart to serve you. May your words now guide us along the right path. So bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, so they may be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Yes, do you ever wonder if God has a plan for you? Do you maybe feel as if you have fallen between the cracks when it comes to God using you for something? Do you sometimes wonder what the point of your life is? Maybe you think that your life really has no purpose, and that no one would really know if you did not exist. Or maybe you've finished your working career and you're wondering what contribution you're now going to make. Or maybe you have lost your job and you're struggling to find a new one. Maybe you've been in the same job for years, or you've watched your friends advance in their careers and making a lot more money than you. Maybe you're single and you're wondering if you'll ever find the right person. You can't do as much as you used to, maybe. You don't have the energy to serve in the same way that you used to. You don't have the physical capabilities that you once had. And sadly, we live in a society that makes people feel that they are dispensable. Once they can no longer contribute in a meaningful way, that's how they're valued. As Christians, we see things very differently. We see life from the moment we are conceived. And we see life until that day when God calls us home, not when society deems our life is over. No matter how big or how small your part in life is, it is invaluable to God. It is indispensable to God. In our Bible reading today, we hear a very clear example that God has a purpose for everyone. We hear a little bit about the life of a man we call Saint Paul. His name used to be Saul until he became a Christian. He was born in a leading Jewish family. He was a leading scholar, and he was highly respected by his peers. To Saul, he believed he had one purpose in life that God had set him apart for. And that was to rid the world of Christians. He detested them, and he gave approval for the first death and execution of one of Jesus' followers, a man by the name of Stephen, who was stoned to death because he followed Jesus. When Saul saw how much this pleased the people, he went to the authorities and he asked them for letters of authority to go to a town called Damascus, because he had heard that many of the Christians had gathered there. And he asked for the authority to arrest them and bring them back. On his way there, he is stopped by God. A voice from heaven comes, and it says that it is Jesus, the one that he is persecuting. He shows Saul the error of his way, and he proves to Paul now that the church is God's plan for the church. And friends, the church is still God's plan for the world. Despite the way the church looks today, and despite people like Saul who want to see its death and demise, the world would know if the church ceased to exist. Now, what I find extraordinary is that when Paul recounts his life, he says that God planned his life from the moment he was conceived in his mother's womb. That's what I find extraordinary, but also reassuring. Even though Paul had gone way off the track and was heading in totally the wrong direction by his hate for the church and Christians, he still believed that God's plan went back to the day he was conceived, not to the day he was converted. God had this plan for Paul even before he was born. Not that he would destroy the church or put Christians to death, but Paul had gone off the track from God's plan. But God kept his plan for him. So what we gather from Paul's life is that our life too is created by God, and that each life has a purpose. You were born for a purpose. You might not see it, but God sees it. And if you're struggling to come to terms with why you are here, then remember that your life from before you were born was carefully planned and designed by God. And even if you haven't yet found out what that is, just remember, God does. And he is in control of all life. That's what's behind those other two Bible readings. Not even death could affect the plan of God. And he brings back to life the two sons of widows. Even if you really believe that there is nothing in your life, just remember that Jesus can bring about miraculous changes and can bring new life. Now, we all can't be rocket scientists. And we can't all go on to be Prime Minister of Australia. We want the best for our children. And I'm sure, Emma and Damien, you have got wonderful plans for Maxwell and for Alex. But the reality is that sometimes life doesn't go the direction we want it to go. But life always goes in the direction God plans it, even if along the way we stray like Paul did. I was telling the children at Ringwood today, when I was their age, I didn't even know what a pastor was, let alone that I would one day be one. And I had a career before this. Now, I'm not saying those careers were wrong, but God had a plan to bring me into the church, into this role. Life doesn't always go, however, as we hope. Life doesn't always go as we expect. Life doesn't always go as we plan. Something may happen, a death, a sickness. But through faith, we know that life is always going with God's guidance. In our baptism, and we heard it today with Alex, Jesus made a promise, "I am with you always until the end of the age." Not, "I am with you always while you're going on the path that I set for you." Not, "I will always be with you while you are doing what I expect you to do." No, "I am with you always till the end of the age." Now, one of the greatest gifts that God gave to human beings at creation, he gave us a free will. He didn't program us that we had to go this one way only. No, he gave us a free will. And sometimes we mess up, as Adam and Eve did. Sometimes we get it totally wrong, like Saul and Paul did. But Jesus is with us. And if we take a wrong turn, then Jesus takes that turn with us. He doesn't depart from us and come back when we go back on the right path. No, when we take a wrong path, he comes with us and he prays to his Father for us. And he says, "Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they are doing." The same words that he prayed for those who were putting him to death. And so the joy of having faith in God is that no matter what you've made of your life, God is proud of you. God loves you. Maybe you've let yourself down. Maybe you feel like you've let others down. Maybe you even feel like you've let God down. But we don't let God down. We don't always do what God wants or what God expects from us, but his love covers our sin. Like a parent who wants the best for his children, but continues to love and journey with them when they go astray. And those of you who are parents know, sometimes your children do go astray, but you still love them. Well, God is more perfect than any worldly parent, and he continues to love. He will love you even when you are unlovable at times. And we all go through those phases. God has a plan for you, and the greatest of his plans is to love you. St. Paul later wrote to the Ephesian church, and he says, "We are God's masterpiece. We are created in Christ to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do." So again, Paul sees this predestination, that God has a plan, and we are all vital in God's plan for the world. We don't always know what God has planned, except for one thing, and that is, he has planned eternal life for us. How we get there, the detours we take, the wrong turns we take, the dead ends we face, God will always ensure that through Jesus we will reach our heavenly destination. And until then, Jesus is with us always. So may the peace of God that surpasses our understanding keep our hearts and our minds forever in Christ Jesus. Amen.